pianissimo. So when we have crescendos and decrescendos, our pitch changes, right? What's the tendency when we crescendo?
Flatter.
Get sharper.
I go sharper.
Yeah, usually people get sharp. Maybe you're a little weird, which I totally get. I get that.
Push more air to the skin. No, because it's perfect. Everyone else will go sharp. People find it.
Right, right. So usually we go sharp. So we have to be aware of that, and this is a really good tune to test that through those crescendos. It probably could have been a little more dramatic to kind of study that more. If that makes sense, right? To get more of a study on that. Same with the softer dynamics. You have to support them a little bit more because we do tend to go a little flat on those. Can we just start at 15 and go 15 to the end? We have a forte piano in measure 18, right? Everybody except baritones, or do you guys have that too?
Yeah.
We have that too? You have that too? Can we put a fermata over that just really quick for a second?
Fermata?
Don't write it in. Just when we get there to that forte piano, get soft, hold it, and then I'll cue the next, if that starts running the next measure? Mm-hmm. I'll cue measure 19. Does that make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we'll put a fermata there, baritones, measure 19. So here's 15 to the end, thinking about the support that we need and the crescendos and the dynamics. Here we go. Two, and one, two, ready. Taking care of, that'd be great. Thanks.